A new report makes the case that manufacturing jobs are still a very important cog in Illinois' economic engine, especially for downstate counties. While Bloomington Normal's economy may not be heavily reliant on manufacturing, the opposite is true in Peoria, Tazewell, and Macon counties. GLT's Ryan Denham talks to Illinois Manufacturers Association President and CEO Mark Densler about his group's new economic analysis.
I don't think people realize the magnitude and the scope of what is manufactured in the state of Illinois and the impact that it has on our economy. You know, today there are 592,000 men and women that are employed on factory floors, earning an average wage of more than $88,000 a year. Manufacturing is the single largest sector of the state's economy, generating about 12% of our gross state product. And I think we have an amazing story to tell. And I don't think that most people realize, again, the scope and magnitude of manufacturing in Illinois.
What are your takeaways in this report as it relates to downstate counties, places like Peoria, Tazewell, and Macon counties?
Well, certainly that manufacturing, while we have almost 600,000 workers, that it has an outsized influence, particularly in some downstate counties. I grew up in Decatur. Macon County, 40% of their GDP comes from the manufacturing sector. Nearly a quarter of the GDP in Peoria County comes from manufacturing, you know, a third of it in Tazewell County. So, you know, many of these downstate communities are even more reliant on manufacturing than maybe some of the suburban communities. However, I think most people would be surprised to find, you know, that Lake County, 27% of their GDP comes from manufacturing, and it's one of the most manufacturing-intense areas in the state of Illinois.
So in these places downstate where manufacturing plays sort of an outsized role in the economy, how does that actually affect, like, the quality of life and the overall economy in that place? Is it any different there?
Well, actually, it enhances it. So a couple things that we're especially proud of, Ryan. First of all, manufacturing has the largest economic multiplier of any sector. So for every dollar invested in manufacturing, an additional $1.89 is added to the economy. And we also have one of the highest multiplier rates when it comes to jobs. So for every direct job in manufacturing, an additional 1.6 jobs are created in the state of Illinois. You know, so combined there, you know, we have about 6 million people in the workforce, and a quarter of those are directly or indirectly linked to the state's manufacturing sector. So, you know, not only do we contribute a huge amount of the gross state product and have an undue influence in some of these counties, but it has the economic multiplier just ripples across the state in these counties.
Well, my perception of the manufacturing industry is, you think of a company like Caterpillar, right? It seems like they're very susceptible to the ups and downs of the global economy. You know, a slowdown overseas may disrupt things here. You know, business slows down, people are laid off here. Is that a downside for these downstate communities that have higher than average reliance on manufacturing jobs, that kind of roller coaster?
I mean, you know, certainly I think every sector has its ups and downs, and we live in cyclical times where, again, you know, in 2008, 2009, things were difficult. But, you know, again, just the profound impact of manufacturing and what is made here. When you look at what's made in the state of Illinois, you know, life-saving products, we help feed the world, we power our homes and businesses, provide for the nation's defense. We have a very robust and diverse manufacturing economy. You know, the single largest share of manufacturing is food products and then chemical manufacturing and then heavy equipment. You know, and there are some very cool things. Everyone knows Caterpillar and John Deere, for example. But, you know, there are, you know, all the Red Salvation Army kettles are made in Illinois. Or up in Rockford, they're machining the Orion space pod, which is going to take man further into space than ever before. Or in Pekin, Illinois, not far away from you, you know, 85% worldwide of the aluminum lids made in food products, so, such as Pringles or Yoplait yogurt, are made in Pekin, Illinois. And so, you know, one of the things that we want to tell is that manufacturing is diverse. It's cool. It's no longer kind of dark, dirty, and dangerous that we thought of maybe our parents' or grandparents' generation, that manufacturing today is high tech, it's automated, it's clean, it's sustainable, and we have a great story to tell.
Well, on the other side of the spectrum is a county like McLean County. It's a very white collar, university town. You know, less than 2% of our GDP is coming from manufacturing, which is, you know, way less than the statewide average of 12%. So what do you see when you look at a county like McLean? Does that reflect some kind of lack of economic diversity?
Well, and I love McLean County. I went to Illinois Wesleyan University, so I know McLean County pretty well, but you've actually seen somewhat of a resurgence with the Rivian facility. You have Brandt there, which are both a couple brand new facilities or companies that are in McLean County who've done a nice job of actually adding manufacturing to the mix, and hopefully both of those will continue to grow. But I certainly think diverse economies are very good for a county or for a state. You know, in Bloomington Normal and McLean County for a long time obviously has been known for higher education and insurance, and I think that you are starting to see an uptick with some new manufacturing balance with folks like Bloomington Beer Nuts and Boppy that have been around for some time. So I think diversity is important. And it's a good thing.
Yeah, so given that long tail, the supply chain that comes with manufacturing jobs, are we going to see McLean County's economy changing as a result of Rivian and Brandt? Are we going to see suppliers start to pop up?
You know, that's certainly very possible. I mean, when you talk about manufacturing and we talk about, you know, for every manufacturing job, there's 1.6 jobs directly related to it. And so the automotive sector in Rivian, there are, more than 1,000 auto suppliers in Illinois. And certainly we see oftentimes when you have a large manufacturer, and if Rivian does create 1,000 or 2,000 jobs, certainly I would expect that some of their suppliers would probably be located very close to them. I know Rivian's had a number of discussions with some partners, and with recent investments they've had in the company, things seem to be going very well. But again, keep in mind, when you have good manufacturing jobs that pay an average $88,000 a year, you know, those are the good middle-class jobs that the men and women working in them, you know, they can then, you know, send their kids to college, they can buy a new car, they can eat at the restaurants. And so, you know, they do have a profound, not only a jobs impact, but again, the economic impact, because they are the good middle-class jobs.
That's Mark Densler, president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find a link to the Illinois Manufacturers Association new report and economic analysis through our website, wglt.org.